From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Europe struggles with the migrant issue. European leaders meeting in Brussels are considering sending 400 border guards and setting up new checkpoints if the EU's frontier states drop their policy of giving migrants passage to other countries. A draft statement also broached the possibility of deploying more ships off the coast of Greece and agreeing not to send migrants from one country to another without prior agreement. Sunday's meeting is the latest in a series of top-level get-togethers on the subject. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday adding surveillance videos to the Temple Mount site in Jerusalem, referred to by Muslims as Noble Sanctuary, is in Israel's best interest. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry denied that Israel is planning to deny access to the site.
Israel has no intention, of dividing the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif, and it rejects completely any attempt to suggest otherwise. In fact, they plan to meet soon to strengthen security arrangements on the Haram al-Sharif Temple Mount.
Mr. Netanyahu told a cabinet meeting video surveillance would help to both refute claims that Israel wants to change the rules that allow Muslims to pray there, but also to, in his words, show where the provocations are really coming from. The Republic of Congo voted Sunday on constitutional changes that would allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Sunday eliminating the threat of what he called terrorists in his country would lead to a political solution to the civil war there. Assad met with a group of Russian lawmakers and other officials in Damascus. Tanzanians went to the polls on Sunday to elect a new president and parliament. Voting was peaceful in the capital and appeared to run smoothly with no incidents of violence or unrest. Haitians voted for a new leader Sunday. Turnout was reported large as voters faced a ballot featuring more than 50 presidential candidates. Long lines were seen at some polling stations in the capital, Port-au-Prince, before the voting ended. Ivory Coast held its first round of presidential elections Sunday. President Alassane Ouattara, widely expected to win, says he wants a first-round knockout victory. Reporter Emily Yab says, so far, this vote is more peaceful than the last violent election.
There is no really major incident. The only thing that people noticed was that the polling station opened with a delay because they were just not prepared and there were a bit of a miscommunication. But overall, there was no major incident. People were able to vote.
Emily Yab. Argentines voted Sunday to choose their next president, the successor to President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Fernandez's chosen successor, Daniel Scioli, led in early vote counting. It was not certain whether he has gotten enough votes to avoid a runoff. Looking for a fresh start, Guatemalans went to the polls on Sunday and seemed to have elected a comedian as president of their country. Jimmy Morales, a former TV comedian with no political experience, appears poised to beat former First Lady Sandra Torres, according to opinion surveys. People in Poland voted Sunday in a parliamentary election, choosing 460 lawmakers in the lower house of parliament and 100 in the Senate. Based on an exit poll, it appears the opposition Law and Justice Party has gained a big victory, getting enough seats in parliament to govern alone. A Polish lawmaker, Beata Szydło, says she will be the country's next prime minister. The world would be a better place if dictators such as Iraq's Saddam Hussein and Libya's Muammar Gaddafi were still in power. That's according to top Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump. Trump made the remark Sunday on the CNN program State of the Union, calling Iraq the Harvard of terrorism. Trump said the country had turned into a training ground for terrorists. A video posted online Sunday reportedly shows the joint U.S. and Peshmerga raid on an Islamic State prison in northern Iraq last week that freed 69 hostages. The two-minute video was shared by the Kurdistan Regional Security Council. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Ijo ijo odo a lo tan a yipo a wa bere atun dije duro eje kajo eje kajo eje kajo eje kajo ijo alabara
eje kajo eje kajo
agba kojo o
eje kajo eje kajo
omo de bo sa
ko eje kajo eje kajo
eje kajo tutu
eje kajo
eje kajo
eje kajo
tutu Ijo ijo odo a lo tan atun yipo a wa bere atun dije duro
eje kajo
ijo alagbara
eje kajo
agba kojo ko
eje kajo
Board for a musical journey throughout the motherland on the African Music Mix.
Hello, Galbi. Hello, Galbi. Ksar man haqdana. Unseli sehmeli ghir shayhat. Adit. Adit maahum sneen bla faydana. محال أخويا محال تقول لي كانوا سالفات آه يا الحب ماشي بالمال ما يتباع ما يتشرى والذهب الذهب عمره ما حال قيمته ماشي كالفضة خلوني خلوني وعيش في المحال زيني بركاني واه قدر تعرفوا دي بروبليا خلوني خلوني عايش في المحان الزيني بركاني حاضر تعرفوا لي بروبليا طالب اللي مقلع او ما يجبر لي حل والطيب اللي يشوفوا عمري يبقى محيا
food for thought and good for your feet. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Niger to Bongo, the African Music Mix.
Mama, ningekuwa kwetu.
is no tastier recipe around. The African Music Mix on VOA.
Oh, yeah. on medana ndo amaya da doko doko osola maya da kodo kodo crocodile when you make a check me yes and send it bele la le I did it then I'm in pain what one time gosh
Something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix.
And now another song.
If you want to hear the best music, you've already found the place. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
Searching for the songs that will soothe your soul? Look no further than the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
heating up the nights and cooling down the days. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Bringing you near what you long to hear. The Africa Music Mix on The Voice of America. African Music Mix, where the magic never ends on the Voice of America.
To the African Music Mix, right here on the Voice of America.
Abutara.